Anthropic's internal Model 2 Inches scored 62.8% on the company's Cobench, compared with Mythos 5's 50.3%, yet the lab says it won't release the model broadly. Welcome to Debug the Hype. I'm Alex Morgan, and this show is not affiliated with Reddit or any subreddit. Today's date is August 15th, 2026. That score gap and the decision to keep the model internal is the thread we'll pull on today. Alibaba quietly put Chan 3.8's weights on the table, including a big max model and a dense 27 billion parameter variant, and the family supports native context lengths reported at 262,000 tokens, with claims to push toward a million. The company explicitly released weights under an open license and positioned the smaller model for single GPU builders, which matters because open weights let researchers run, fine-tune, and inspect models locally instead of routing everything through cloud APIs. Expect a wave of community fine-tunes and local deployments, and also fresh debate about misuse and governance as more capable systems become easier to host. Watch this because broad access will accelerate experimentation in places that previously relied on API gating, and that often forces safety conversations out of labs and into the messy real world where rules are uneven.
A San Francisco startup is running a paid pilot that actually sends humanoid robots into people's homes to vacuum, wipe counters, and empty trash. But each robot is teleoperated with live human supervision, and the service is priced at a flat $30 an hour. The pilot highlights a simple but important point. What looks like robot work can be labor relabeled and relocated, because the firm also retains recordings and a license to use footage for training, according to reporting. That raises privacy and labor questions alongside the usual safety concerns. Keep an eye on this, because real-world piloting, even with heavy human control, tends to change public expectations fast, and the policy and labor response usually lags the demo. Anthropic's disclosure that it quietly runs a model internally called Model 2 that outperforms their public frontier while simultaneously saying they won't deploy it is one of those rare moments when capability, secrecy, and governance collide in plain view. Start with the numbers. The company report cites a roughly 12.5-point gap on Cobench, 62.8% for Model 2 versus 50.3% for Mythos 5, and notes the model is somewhat more capable across internal tasks. That's concrete, but the more consequential line is procedural. Anthropic says Model 2 has not completed its standard pre-deployment assessment suite, and therefore will remain internal. That phrasing matters because it frames non-release as a safety decision, not a commercial one, and the lab also raised its internal estimate of catastrophic misalignment risk from very low to low in the same filing, which suggests they see a real change in the risk surface tied to capability gains.
Now, three ways to read that tension. One, the cautious reading, a lab discovering greater capability and pausing release while it updates evaluations. That looks like responsible stewardship, and it buys time to improve alignment checks, red team scenarios, and rollout controls. Two, the competitive reading, withholding a stronger model while using it internally for coding, data generation, and agent workflows may give a firm product advantages and influence regulatory conversations, even while it publicly claims a safety posture. And three, the pragmatic reading. Internal deployment is itself a form of deployment. Using the model for internal automation can diffuse capabilities into products and routines outside formal release channels, so the safety calculus isn't binary, but continuous. The Singularity community's reaction mirrored that split. Some commenters praised the lab for holding back models pending further testing. "We should be glad they're cautious," one High Karma reply argued, while others pointed out the asymmetry. If only a handful of labs have the stronger systems in-house, oversight and independent evaluation become harder. A pointed quote from the thread put it simply, "Internal use is still deployment." That's an important tagline because it reframes the conversation from release versus non-release to who gets to run the most powerful systems and under what conditions.
So what should people outside the labs watch for? First, transparency signals. Does the company publish detailed evaluation artifacts or red team summaries when they say they paused release for safety? Vague statements about ongoing assessments are not the same as reproducible benchmarks or external audits. Second, adoption vectors. Internal use cases, automated code assistance, large-scale data generation, agentic workflows can push capability into user products quickly, so regulators and customers should ask whether those internal deployments have mitigations and monitoring. And third, externality governance. If labs are deciding release policy alone, we get patchy safety across the sector. Coordinating norms or third-party review could mitigate that unevenness, but that requires incentives that labs currently lack. That tension between concentrated capability and broader access feeds directly into the other story I want to pull alongside Anthropic's pause, a paper out of the research community showing a 150 million parameter recurrent model called BDHCQ achieved 29.5% pass at 2 on the ArcAGI-1 benchmark while costing approximately $0.0007 per task at inference. Those two anchors, a small parameter count and a sub-pennies per task cost, deserve careful unpacking because they illustrate a countervailing trend to the secrecy story. Capability is not only a function of scale or private compute. Architectural and algorithmic tricks can push strong reasoning performance into far cheaper, smaller models.
Here's what the BDHCQ team claims technically. The model solves queries via iterative computation inside a high-dimensional latent state. It doesn't verbalize intermediate steps, and it combines in-context learning with the recurrent memory that updates at inference time. Put plainly, they let the model do multi-step internal reasoning without producing all intermediate text, and that saves tokens and compute while still enabling complex problem solving. The reported figure, 29.5% pass at 2 on a respected abstraction benchmark, is meaningful because ARC-AGI-1 is designed to probe general problem solving, not just parroting or code completion. And the cost estimate, 0.7 mil, $0.0007, makes it clear this isn't a research curiosity limited to trillion parameter server farms. It suggests a pathway to low-cost, widely deployable reasoning agents. But let's be rigorous about the limits. The research note itself and many Reddit commenters caution that benchmark gains don't always generalize to real-world tasks. Benchmarks can be gamed, architectures can be tuned to a suite of public tests, and performance on one reasoning benchmark doesn't automatically translate to robust common sense, safety, or adversarial resilience. Also, the paper's approach, hidden internal steps, changes interpretability. If a model reasons internally without producing intermediates, engineers and auditors lose a transparent chain of thought they could inspect. That trade-off between cost, performance, and interpretability is not theoretical. It affects how you audit an agent before you ship it.
Now, stitch the two threads together. On one side, you have an industry player who finds a stronger system and decides to keep it internal, pending safety checks. On the other side, you have small, efficient architectures showing that meaningful reasoning may not require the very largest models and can run cheaply. The practical consequence is a messy policy problem. If cheaper reasoning models proliferate as open research, capability becomes broadly distributed quickly, and the argument for holding back models as a safety measure weakens. Conversely, if labs concentrate capability via large internal systems, the opacity increases and public oversight shrinks. Neither outcome is obviously preferable. Each presents different risks. There are a few operational takeaways for engineers and product teams. First, monitoring and observability matter more than ever, not just tracking uptime, but watching behavioral signals inside agent pipelines for silent degradation. Research into early indicators like rising token usage, unusual tool calls, more retries, or changes in internal evaluation scores can give teams lead time to intervene before users notice. Second, if you plan to use small, cheap reasoning modules in production, build interpretability and checkpoints into the design. Internal recurrence and private thought states are efficient, but they complicate human oversight. And third, for policymakers and procurement officers buying AI services, ask about internal deployment policies. Does the vendor use a stronger internal model to power products without offering the same model to customers? And what safeguards are in place when those internal models are used?
The Reddit communities are already having versions of this conversation. One commenter observed that the real deployment boundary is who can call the model, and another asked whether safely reviews become trade secrets. Those two observations get at the governance squeeze. Companies must balance legitimate safety concerns with incentives to capture market advantage, and the public ends up relying on imperfect signals, corporate filings, selective transparency, or voluntary audits to infer how cautious labs really are. That leaves a lot of room for normative work. What should independent verification look like, and who pays for it? Finally, a practical thought for listeners who aren't researchers. Expect both trends to continue in parallel. Some labs will favor cautious staged rollout and internalization. Open research will keep pushing architectural efficiencies that lower the bar to entry. That means the world will see capability both concentrated in guarded channels and broadly diffused through leaner models and community releases. The policy lever that could matter most is not a single rule, but a mix of transparency requirements, industry norms around internal deployment, and investment in tooling that makes interpreting agents tractable at scale. If capability can be hoarded in closed labs or unlocked cheaply by clever architectures, the core question for regulators and users becomes who governs internal deployments, not just public releases. I'm Alex Morgan from Debug the Hype.